Okay, this recording is called Pepper and Slow Cashiers. First of all, I was supposed to do another recording on talking or communicating with trees, but I don't really feel like it. Oh, and the noise you hear in my background is I'm just making a cappuccino, so you might hear a little bit of noise. Anyway, I don't really feel like doing the recording on talking to trees, because the bottom line is, if you really want to communicate with trees, really want to, you'll achieve it. A while back, I saw a guy communicating with a woman who didn't speak the same language, and he was going to very great extent to communicate. Really, what he was trying to do was get into her pants. Anyway, the point is, if you put that much effort and desire in it, you'll achieve it. And that's really what's important. How much desire and effort you put into it. So, slow cashiers. I just came back from the store. It took me 10 minutes to get my groceries into the basket, into the cashier, and 25 minutes at the cashier. Don't cashiers go through a speed test before they get the job? I mean, I swear this one fell asleep during the process and just didn't fall over. I mean, if you're going to hire a slow cashier, at least supply the drugs to speed the person up. Then the other day I was going through the till and there was a guy in front of me and he got overcharged 5 pennies on 5 apples. That's 5 cents. It's a penny an apple. First of all, he had to go through the invoice for 10 minutes, hold everybody up, then he wanted his 5 cents back. Holy mackerel. Unbelievable. See, these are the times, and this is what I'm going to explain as Pepper. These are the times when you sort of have to make a decision. Do you stop what you're thinking and feeling and just allow yourself to radiate love, or you shove the end of your boot up his ass? It's a hard decision, and I really have a hard time because I sometimes really feel that a person like that would benefit more from the end of my boot. Of course, we can't really do that, but it's an emotion that we feel at that time, and it's one we're supposed to feel. It's one that I used to fight against, rather than just relaxing and accepting that's really the way I am, because that is the way I am. I can go both ways, both directions in that regard. You know, I can be really nice or extremely mean. I can be very heartfelt or really heartless, extremely. And I think in some ways my ability to go both directions is really a natural thing. I think if you can go a great distance one way, you have the ability to go a great distance the other direction. Either way, it's about accepting who we are, in a sense, and what we are. And that I'm not necessarily that huge loving being that some people imagine I am after reading my books. I'm not like that. I can be like that, and there are times when I am like that, but there's times when I'm not. And that's just the way it is. Now, the pepper. The reason I call this experience the pepper is no matter how much love you radiate out, no matter how much time you spend on it, no matter how large of a day you have where you continuously just radiate love, and I've practiced with this, things will go wrong in life. No matter how much the love smooths everything out, there is a law that's designed into this reality that we experience. And it says we need a certain amount of imperfectionist. Because without that imperfection, it doesn't really properly work. This game doesn't work properly. Now that computers are getting more powerful, people who create computer games and that, they are more able to put that pepper into their games. In other words, you're playing the game and something happens that is sort of unexpected, and you may play that same part of that game again the next time and something else happens, or that item didn't happen, because they can sprinkle their game full of pepper. In other words, things that happen no matter what you do. So no matter how much love you radiate out, things will happen. It's designed that way. And the love will not eradicate that. It's not supposed to. And because it's not supposed to, it won't do it. So, as an example, you've been taking painting lessons for months. And beautiful weather. The artist says, we're all going to go to the park now and do some painting outside. So you're all there with your canvases and you're painting away and you're having the best day. Because your hand is just doing exactly what it's supposed to. The painting you have in front of you that you're painting is the best you've done. You yourself are blown away. A seagull flies across the sky at just the right height, speed, and distance. And he lets a big one go that finds its way right smack in the middle of your painting, or maybe not in the middle, but on the edge. There you go. That's pepper. Well, you might call it seagull poop, but that is the pepper that we have in life that makes life exactly what it's supposed to be. Now, it's still supposed to be a happy, joyous experience that we like, but it's supposed to be filled with unexpected events. So you're a pool player. You're the best in the world. Sooner or later, while you're playing pool, you're going to have these unexpected events where the ball, you've hit it perfectly. It's going at the right speed, but it does something unexpected. That's the pepper. You see, that's what makes it so good. Because if you were in a situation where it would always work perfectly, you would become extremely bored. Matter of fact, there's a joke. A fella, he died. He thought he went to heaven. So he asked, what do we do here? He said, well, whatever you want. He loved to play pool, sit in the bar, drink with his buddies. All the drinks are free. Play all the pool you want. Every shot was perfect. Every single shot he took was always perfect. And he said, this is wonderful. Fantastic. After about 4 days, he was getting extremely bored. He didn't even like playing anymore because there was no challenge. Every ball, exactly the way he wanted it, would end up. If he had three balls and wanted all three to go into a pocket, all three would. Finally, he said, this is not really what I expected. And he goes up to the man in charge and he says, listen, I don't want to complain, but I don't really like this. This is really no fun anymore. I kind of expected a lot more from heaven. And the guy turns to him and he says, what made you think this was heaven? You see, perfection isn't really that great unless you sprinkle it with pepper. In the old days, and they still do it now, some girls, if they have these almost perfect blemish-free faces, you know, no wrinkles, everything is too much, too perfect in place, what will they do? They'll put a freckle or a pimple or something on the side to create a certain amount of imperfection. And that imperfection makes you real again. It puts you in this life. It just places you into a framework of even more perfection. So the proper ingredient of perfection and imperfection creates perfection. And that's the way this life works. Hang on a second. I just got to grind my... Well, that's not much fun listening to that, is it? Well, gonna make a cappuccino here. You know, I turn it off, but I can't remember which button is the pause button. And every time I press the wrong button, then I got to start all over again. So I'm sort of going to have to listen to it. Anyway, these things that I call pepper, we're going to see them throughout our lives. You might not see one every day, but surely you're going to see several a week. Or you might even see several a day. You might have a job working in a factory. A no big deal job, but a job you like doing. And it serves a purpose, and you enjoy going there. It's maybe a simple job, let's say. But there's one person there that makes it a not such a happy occasion. Just because of that one person. That one person is the pepper. And without that pepper, something dulling begins to happen. You see, that pepper causes you to lift up and rise to the occasion, or not to, or just to stay irritated. Either way, in some manner, you have to do something. Adjust to it, or find a way to change it by perhaps radiating love and letting go of it. Either way, that pepper is what pushes us and moves us forward. These things, pepper is a lot of different things. It can be an illness. It can be a sore back. You could have a perfect life. Everything is perfect. And you could have just an illness. Maybe an illness that doesn't totally ruin your life. Just have a tiny effect on your life. Maybe the illness even is so small that it mostly has a psychological effect rather than a real physical effect. Or mostly a mental effect rather than mostly a physical effect. These are the pepper things. You might say, well, I want to get rid of that. Sometimes you say you want to get rid of it, but you don't always necessarily want to get rid of it. Because instinctively we know as we hold a pepper, we don't get as many other peppers. I know that's a funny thing to say, but there's sort of like a limit to peppers. Well, that's not really correct. Some people can get a whole shitload of it at the beginning of their life, and then the rest of their life they get a lot less, or they might get a whole shitload of it at the end of their life period. It's just a sprinkling, but the sprinkling may be bigger at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end, or it may be even throughout our lives. But sometimes we actually like the peppers, even though they may be a bit of an irritation. With Roberta and her illness, in a sense, that's kind of a bit of a pepper in our lives. And you might say, well, of course we want to get rid of it. In one way, do we or don't we? That's the question. People are always coming up with suggestions on how to get rid of it, how to get rid of the illness, the cancer, and so forth. It's not really a question of that. Some days it's a question that should be eradicated. How should we get rid of it? Will something else come up in its place? It's not always about that. It's about rising to the occasion. And these things are there for that reason. We put them there ourselves. The universe does not shove stuff against us. The universe does not put it against us. And I know we want to believe that because sometimes we want to be the victim, and the victim, it's easier because then you can blame the universe, God, terror, whatever. You can, you don't have to accept the blame yourself. But the bottom line is that we okay it. There's nothing that can come to us that we don't okay. Now, we don't always okay it consciously, and that's because we don't direct our lives consciously until we accept the fact that we do things. We're responsible for everything we experience. When we begin to accept that, then we begin to consciously create our reality that we live in. And as we do that, we make the decisions more consciously than unconsciously. And also, we don't attract things in a sense of, how do I explain that? Sometimes because of our ignorance of how we attract things to us that we don't really want. But because of our behavior, we attract them because of the law of how things are set up. So if you really hate something or someone, you're literally attracting them into your life. I mean, that's the way the magnetic system works here. So if we continue to hate, continue to resist, we continue to attract. It just won't stop, no matter what we do, because we'll continue to attract. Once we understand we're responsible, we can say, I see, this is how I'm actually attracting this into my life. So I can just stop this, and that will stop the magnetic pull. And once the magnetic pull is released, the object or person or whatever will let go. Another thing is always trying to fix. The pepper flakes kind of thing that come into lives aren't really always designed to cause a fix. They're designed to create more perfection than what's already perfected and perfect. It's like that mixture. But at the same token, it's not something we're supposed to really struggle against, just rise up to the occasion of it. In other words, you don't try to destroy it, eradicate it, you rise up to the occasion of it. Does that make sense? See, these pepper things are, they're like the things that cause us to be inspired. They inspire us, they push us a little bit. They cause us to think, to question. That's what they're there for. And as irritating as they can also be extremely beautiful because of that. Because of what they do, in a sense. How they, let's say, at the tail, cause me to question my behavior, my thoughts there. I don't need to change whether those people are slow or not. Because as I change my behavior, my thoughts, guess what will happen? I'll let go. The magnetic attraction will let go, and I'll end up with fast cashiers. But as long as I monkey around with this, turn this little piece of pepper experience into a huge mountain, the next time I go to the store, I'm going to come across another slow one. You see, that's how we take those little pepper flakes and turn them into monsters that keep repeating when it didn't need to repeat. It was just an experience. I don't need to do anything more with it. I could just let it go. I could have thought about my newest hobby, cigars. And all the different cigars and learning about all the different cigars, and I love smoking them. A few years back, I stopped smoking cigarettes after 35 years, and I really missed it. I tell you, I missed that incredibly so. Then, about a month or so ago, I realized I could smoke cigars. Because I only smoke maybe one a week, maybe two a week. So it's something to look forward to, something to collect, something to study. And I could have thought about that, rather than about the slow cashier, which would have made time go by very quickly, because that's how you speed up time. See, by looking at something that you grind about, you slow down time. By looking at something extremely happy and exciting, time speeds up a little bit. So I would have been out of there thinking really quickly and feeling good. And the flake of pepper would have just been a moment of experience. In other words, I would have noticed, wow, I must have the slowest cashier in the world. Look at that. How lucky am I? Now what do? I think about my cigars. And I let go. And the pepper flake floats away. It just disappears. It's gone. It's just a moment. That's it. So as you go through your day, today, this week, think about those pepper flakes. Notice how many actually arrive. And realize then what they are, and they go, these little incidents and you go, oh shit, that's just a pepper flake. I don't have to do anything with that. I can just let it go. I don't even have to send love to it. You don't have to do anything. Just think of something else. Just turn away from it. It will just blow away in the wind. Because that's really what it is. It's just a little pepper flake. And unless you allow it to totally irritate you for a lengthy period of time, it won't stick. But if you do that, it will stick. Then it will turn into a mountain and grow and fester because we're feeding it with energy. So, there's these black pepper flakes and there's white pepper flakes. The black ones, you know, the brown black ones, they're the ones, you know, like the cashier. Then there's the white ones. The white ones are when something kind of goes amiss, but not quite. Like, you grab a cup, but you don't really drop it. You almost drop it, but you catch it. That's a white flake. You see, your day could have just went smoothly, but you almost dropped this cup. It almost broke, but you caught it. Your heart pounded for a minute. Your adrenaline got pumped up. You felt good because you caught it. That's a white pepper flake. See, these spicy little things, they add spice to our life. Because that's really what we want. We want an exciting, spiceful life. And you can't just have that with white pepper flakes. You need both, a little mixture. So throughout your day, look which ones you're kind of getting. One of these, two of these, three of these, one of those, two of those. And you can watch other people get them and see what they do with them. Sometimes they just shun them off. Other times they let those flakes just fester and they become big, and tomorrow you see them again and now they're talking about them, all upset. And you remember it was just a little flake. Could have just let go and moved on. That's all it was. So when something happens, it's just a little flake. You buy a brand new car, you park it, you come back, there's a little scratch on it. Big deal. Just a little scratch. That's all. Alrighty, well, I think that's enough. I'm gonna drink my little cappuccino now and think about cigars. God, I love those cigars.